Meseches Peah, Perek Ches, Mishnah Tes, 8-9, the last Mishnah, Meseches Peah. The previous Mishnah had defined who was eligible to take gifts for the poor, and we set the standard at 200 zuz, because that was the amount of money a person needed to live for a year, and we assumed that he only had one chance to get that money. However, this Mishnah considers the possibility that a person doesn't work in agriculture, he's either a peddler or an artisan, and therefore, if he has working capital, he can buy and sell or manufacture something, and earn money throughout the year, and therefore he doesn't need the full 200 zuz. Instead, the Mishnah says, Mishi yesh lo chamishim zuz, if he has just 50 zuz, a quarter of that amount, the assumption is, v'unos v'unosin behem, if he can use that money to generate, you know, new profits, either again as an artisan or as a peddler, so then, hareze lo yitol, this person has a way to support himself for the year, and therefore he's not eligible to take gifts to the poor. V'chol mishenu tzarech litol v'notel, anyone who is ineligible to take gifts to the poor, and yet he does, inu nifter min ha'olam ad sheitzdarach labrios. The Mishnah here says that he will face the mida keneged mida, the consequence of not leaving this world before needing, in fact, to take money and being dependent upon other people as retribution for his having deceived others and taking what wasn't fairly his. On the other hand, v'chol mi shetzarech litol v'enotz notel, anyone who is eligible to take, yet he chooses not to, he chooses to work extra hard or to go on less so that he can manage without having to rely on other people, eino meis min azikna ad sheyis farnes acherem mishalo. He won't die from old age. You see here, this person gets the extra benefit of old age. The previous person was dishonest. He ostensibly dies young, but this person who foregoes what he could take in order to be self-sufficient, he will not die from old age, until he's able to use his proceeds to support other people, to be in fact a giver, not a taker. And about such a person, the verse says, Baruch ha-gever asher yivtach ba-Hashem, v'ya Hashem yivtacho. Blessed is the man who relies on Hashem, and Hashem is his reliance, his support. In other words, he puts his faith in Hashem, not man, and he is doesn't rely upon other people, so that person has a special extra bracha. It should be pointed out, and this the Bar Tanur does point it out, based on Yerushalmi, that if a person is eligible and needs to take from the poor, but sort of is a martyr and opts not to, you know, let's say he's sick or he's old, whatever the story is, and in foregoing receiving charity, so he ends up, you know, suffering. So that suffering is considered to be wrong. It's absolutely wrong, and he's considered like almost like a murderer because he's bringing death or premature death onto himself, and one shouldn't have pity on such a person, says the Gemara. So it's a fine balance. We're saying on the one hand that if a person could manage without, he should, and he does opt to try to do that, so then he gets special blessings. But if a person can't necessarily manage without, it's absolutely wrong of him to not to take from others, because that's exactly what tzedakah is there for. Okay, now that probably marks the end of the Mishnah Masechta. However, there's a little more here, which is presumably an appended brisa. The Mishnah or brisa continues on, and it says v'chein. That same principle applies for a dayan shtan din emes lamito. If you have a judge, and he judges a case based on no other considerations other than doing what's emes, what's right, meaning he's certainly not being bribed, or he's not doing it to make a living, or any other considerations. So that judge is also the recipient of the blessing, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem, blessed is the man who puts his faith in Hashem, V'Haya Hashem Yivtacho, and Hashem is his source of assurance. He has a betachon in Hashem. The Mishnah continues by saying, V'chol mi she'enu lo chiger, anyone who isn't a chiger, like someone who's crippled in one leg perhaps, v'lo suma, and he's not blind, v'lo piseach, and he's not lame, meaning both his legs don't work, v'osa atzmo ke'echad mehem, but he pretends that he is indeed disabled in some way, eno meis min azikna ad she'ye ke'echad mehem. So the Mishnah here says, again, mida keneged mida, he won't die from old age until he is indeed disabled and like one of those people. Shneimar, the pasuk says, tzedek tzedek tirdof. This, of course, the famous pasuk demanding that every Jew actively pursue justice, a central mandate of the Torah, and of course tzedakah, as I think I said in the Hagdama to the whole Masechta here, is from Lashon Tzedek, meaning justice. This Masechta's Peah is the Torah's treatment of the proper way to pursue social justice, and tzedakah is by right something that people must legally do. It's not just a good thing. So we're saying here that we're making a bit of a drush on the word, and we're understanding that the tzedek, the justice we're talking about, is like the tzedakah that a person receives. So where it's like a drasha, that tzedakah, a person's receiving of welfare, let's call it, or charity, tzedakah, tzedek tirdof, he should pursue it, but tzedek justly. So you should pursue your tzedakah only justly, like in righteousness, meaning that if you pursue it in an unjust fashion, pretending that you're lame when you're not, etc., so then you're in violation of this. Okay, so that's a good drush on the pasuk tzedek, tzedek tirdof. Okay, the last part of the Mishnah is v'chol dayan shelokeach shochad u'mates adin, as for a judge who accepts a bribe or perverts justice in some way, so then eino meis min azikna ad sheyeinav kahos, he will not die from old age until his eyes are go bad at him, his eyes go dim. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, v'shochad lo sikach, the judge may not take any bribe, ki hashochad ya'aver pikhim, because bribery blinds those who can see properly. And that is the end of the Masechta. According to the Gra, actually, the order should be switched around this end part such that the Mishnah ends on the word tzedek tzedek tirdof, again emphasizing that the mandate, the central conceptual mandate of Maseches Peah, is that every Jew should ensure that his society is a just society, and justice includes ensuring that those who are underprivileged or otherwise, you know, weak and vulnerable in society are properly taken care of. And with that, Salak Maseches Peah, we end Maseches Peah, Be'ezras Hashem.